0211-234563. The biggest show in Zambia. Yes, Kumbon Top 10.
Godly reflection as Zambians mark Easter holiday. More scale farmers back as Zambia's 1 million tons of soybean target by 2031. In African news, the US deports 8 people of African origin to Uganda. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. A Lusaka based clergy has encouraged Zambians to celebrate the Easter holiday in a godly manner by understanding its true meaning. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Pastor Musa Henry of End Time Message Ministry described Easter as a path created through Jesus Christ, emphasizing the promise of resurrection and eternal life even after death. He has since urged citizens to stay away from sinful activities during the holiday and instead follow the teachings and example of Jesus Christ.
So, tuenera kuziva, yes, chamena nafera, nakuuka. So, anatupangira nzira, kutunaise na ngundise ba moyo, na ngutuzafa, there is a possibility that tuzaka uka na kunkara mumuyayaya. So, ten tuchoke kumakalidwe, oipa, apaziko rapansi, kukonda vapaziko, machitidosa enela, ten tubwere kuri Yesu Kristu. Kwa Yesu Kristu ndiye nzira, chabe imozi, itupereka kumoyo osata. Umoyo wa mene tuli nao ni wakanta ukangono, but there is an assurance that is eternal life after death. That's why we celebrate Jesus Christ, because when he resurrected, he's alive forevermore.
Meanwhile, a Lusaka resident says Easter is a time for people to remember one another and strengthen relationships within communities. He noted that as a Christian nation, Zambia should use the occasion to support the lesser privileged, especially those in orphanages, by sharing food and showing love.
Yeah, so Easter is about remembering everyone, you know, as part of the family. You know, the church is a family thing, and that's how we're celebrating Easter. So we are just building relationships within ourselves. Yeah, Zambia is a Christian nation. We just have to remember our friends. You know, there are a lot of problems in Zambia. You know, there are orphans, there are sick people, there are old age.
Chitambo Town Council has pledged to donate 2 computers and a Starlink network to the newly operational District Teachers Resources Center to enhance the teaching and learning standards in the district. A team led by Council Secretary Moiche Mudala visited the facility to commend the Education Department for opening the first resource center in the district. Mr. Mudala described the initiative as an excellent move that will improve the welfare and professional development of teachers. He further committed the Council to donate the computers and Starlink network to support the facility's operations.
Was initiated after the Council Secretary was informed about the opening of the facility, and we as a local authority, we value education, so the department committed to assist. At least we know that there are so many things that need to be done at the facility, and one by one, and as a local authority, we are going to see how we are going to assist in terms of putting up infrastructure for this good cause.
Kitwa District Commissioner Wance Mongonomo has reviewed the extent of unregulated building on sewer lines in townships, highlighting the health risks posed to residents. Speaking during a courtesy call by Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo, Mr. Ngonomo said the local authority is taking decisive action by demolishing structures on sewer lines, despite resistance from some property owners. He noted that the buildings constructed on sewer service lines have been a problem for over 15 years, and that the growing population has worsened as sewer overflows. Some residents have resisted, citing ownership rights, but Mr. Ngonomo assured that authorities will pursue legal avenues where necessary.
And we took a position which is legally backed, that we write to those in Zambians to say to them, you can't have to leave the sewer lines. For others, it's not houses, it's those little extensions we're building to try and create additional accommodation or to create trading areas. So we haven't had any challenge except with one house where the owner is saying, no, we'll go to court, no, we'll do this. But if you look at that area where the man is saying you cannot break, we're only talking about the front part, not the front part of the house.
Meanwhile, Mr. Matambo emphasized that local authorities must be held accountable for issuing permits without proper checks, and warned that those responsible should face consequences.
The issue of people building on top of the sewer line, on top of the lines which carry water, for example, from Ghana, from Bafuwe, any water which is coming can affect it. But like you have said, the mistake sits with the local authorities, because they are the ones who give the building permit to this thing. So if we can find the culprits, those who give duty payments on top of the sewer lines, on top of the pipes which carry water from any water utility company, I think those are the ones we should deal with. Because really, if I'm trying to do the house myself.
The National Union for Small-Scale Farmers says Zambia's small-scale farmers have the capacity to produce 1 million metric tons of soybeans by 2031, a target set by the Ministry of Agriculture. NUSFAR's Executive Director, Ebony Lolozi, says the smallholder farmers already contribute about 60% of the country's soya bean production.